League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Case Keenum, Houston legend, back with us here in the city of Houston and with us this morning on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Case, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How about yourselves?
Man, we're doing great. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. How is it to be back in Houston?
Man, John, Lance, it's so cool, man. It really is surreal. You know, it's kind of still setting in. We've been coming back for most off seasons as we've traveled the world, it seems like, and played for everybody on every coast and every type of climate you can think of. But getting back here, getting to go back to work over there, NRG, going down to Kirby, dealing with Houston traffic, man, every day it becomes more and more real, and it's been really special. It really has.
Yeah, the Houston traffic. It is. J.J. Watt mentioned it the other day, too, about how great Houston was, but then he had to drop in Houston traffic. And I think he may have said something about humidity, too. But so, Case, it's, you know, your career, you're, what, 35 years old now? Your career, mm-hmm. I think. Am I correct?
That's right.
Yeah. So your career, you have had a lot of ups. You've had, I don't want to say as many downs, but your career has taken different pathways. Are you just comfortable? Like, how do you see your role right now? How did the Texans see your role on this team with two young quarterbacks? Not just one, but there's two young quarterbacks here.
There really are. You know, and you're right about the ups and downs. You know, what's great is that reminded me of a story that my first time here, I'm sitting in the QB room with the Texans, the same quarterback meeting room that we have right now. And, you know, we were like 2-10 or something at that point. It was 2000. I think that would have been 14, maybe 13 when I got my first time to start for the Texans. And we lost those 14 games in a row there to end the season. And, you know, I was just grinding away. I was just doing everything I possibly could and working, burning the candle on both ends. And, you know, I was really down about myself. And I got a text from a friend, a pitcher who, John Lackey, who's from Abilene, and he said, it's those down times, it's those crappy times that make the good times feel so good. And, you know, I've taken lessons from the good and the bad, you know, all through my career, and it's been all over. You know, there's been some very high highs and some low lows, but you learn from it, you grow from it. And, yeah, I'm hoping that, you know, I've already been able to, you know, help those guys out, and I'm hoping to continue to do that as you know, the season goes on.
Well, the high had to be with Minnesota. No, you guys, you were 11-3 as the starter. What a ride that was, huh?
Pretty high one.
Talk about that ride and being. I mean, you looked like an NFL starter, and you got another shot with Denver. I'm surprised you didn't get, you know, to stay in Minnesota after what you did there, but you went on to Denver and you got your shot to start there as well. But you, I mean, that must have been a hell of a ride you were on that year.
Yeah, it was special, man. You know, we got we signed there after my year with LA, and really was kind of competing. You know, didn't know the situation. Teddy Bridgewater was coming back from injury. Sam Bradford had been traded for, so he had a good year with Minnesota the year before. So I was kind of competing for a roster spot, a third spot, really, in case. You know, Teddy wasn't ready to go, and he wasn't at the beginning of the year. So I was back up the first game. Sam Bradford goes off and actually torches New Orleans first game of the season on Monday Night Football and hurts his knee. So I start about 16 or 17 games after that and went on to the NFC Championship, obviously Minnesota Miracle, Stephon Diggs, all that good stuff. But, yeah, it was a pretty crazy ride. And you just don't know. This league is really crazy. It's about the right combination of people at the right time. You know, running the football and playing really good defense helps. But, you know, it's just just a matter of the right time, right people. And, you know, unfortunately, I haven't found much of that since. You know, a little bit in Buffalo. It helps when you have Josh Allen doing what he was doing last year. And it's a wild game. It's a crazy league, and you just never know what's going
to
happen.
You know, what's really interesting to me from an X's and O's standpoint is, so Bobby Slowick comes in, and he's the offense coordinator, and he comes over from Kyle Shanahan. Kyle, of course, learned under his own dad, Mike Shanahan, and Gary Kubiak. I thought what was interesting that season that you became quarterback in that tough season is Gary Kubiak made a change in the outside zone offense. He ended up putting pistol in for you, which for the outside zone, it's changed the mesh point a little bit, but he also had some RPO stuff in there that people don't really talk about very often that was very successful. Teams really didn't know how to defend it. I say very successful. He didn't run it a lot, but when he ran it, you guys had some success there. It's kind of wild to see that was one of the – a guy like Gary Kubiak, who was kind of set in how the offense is supposed to be run, make those changes. And now when you see that offense case and you come here for a second time with – or you come here with Bobby Slowick in this – West Coast offense, it's a lot different the way they run the West Coast than when you were here with Gary.
You know, it is. There's definitely some remnants and, you know, a lot of familiarity with it, some of the names and terminology. I really think a lot of some of the drop-back game, it fine-tuned a lot of mechanics and footwork and reads and how you see different plays in certain coverages. And but yeah, I think that's what's kind of great about this offense and Bobby being who he is and really smart, great game planner, and watching film, you know, some of the stuff we're putting in now, it's like we got to put stuff in now just to learn where we're going to go later, whether it's, you know, down the RPO or the PROs, which I like to call it, you know, and then you get going with all the run action, play action, keepers, quick game down the field. I mean, it can grow into, you know, just about whatever you know he wants it to based on the personnel we have.
Case Keenum with us this morning on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Are you a mentor? Because Ryan Tannehill was asked this question. Are you a mentor for CJ?
I mean, I met him a week ago. You know, I'd like to think maybe we could become friends first and then figure that out. You know, like, I don't know if roles – like, this is kind of the time of year where your roles are getting defined. You know, everybody's figuring out, you're learning the offense, you're learning names of people at the same time as you're learning names of plays. You know, so all those things. I think, for me, the way I view it, one, I'm getting ready to play. I mean, that's hands down, that's why I'm here. I'm going to be ready to play. I'm gonna be ready to do the best I can, you know, when and if given the shot to move the ball down the field, you know, put points on the board, score points, and win games. You know, two, I want to help the Texans in whatever way that is to win games. And that is to do everything within my power, all my knowledge, gifting, everything I have, it's going towards that. So, you know, there's a lot of things, a lot of ways. It looks a lot of different. It looks very different in different situations. But, yeah, I'm ready to be whatever I need to be.
Case Keenum here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You got a camp coming up here in early June. Why don't you talk about that and how kids can get involved?
Yeah, I'm excited about this, man. We've been trying to do this for a long time. And coming back to the Texans' perfect world with some stuff with U of H, you know, it just seems like it's falling into place. But we're going to do a quarterback camp, the very first inaugural Case Keenum quarterback camp at U of H. It'll be June 3rd. If you're entering the 7th through the 12th grade, and you play quarterback, you want to come out and work, I think we're going to have a great time. You can go to CaseKeenumQBCamp.com and learn more. But appreciate you guys. Let me pump that up. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. This could be the start of something really fun. Maybe get it going every year. Turn into Academy 7-on-7. Who knows? And I'm excited about it.
Yes, we see you at University of Houston as well, the basketball games. You're still very active with University of Houston Cougars as well. May make it easier for you to maybe get out on a Saturday if you got a home game and you don't have anything to do. Maybe you can get out and still go watch Cougs this time live and in person out at the stadium.
Yeah, man, going to the Big 12. We got a couple of big time teams coming down 290 here to come see us play, and I think I'll definitely make it a point to get out there as much as I can. I'm excited, man. It's a good time to be a Cougar. I mean, you got the basketball team doing what they're doing. They are so much fun to watch. That Fertitta Center is so fun to go watch games at, too. Coach Sampson doing a great job. I actually played for Coach Hogerson on the football side. Mm-hmm. He was our coordinator back when I was there, and I am really excited about where he's got the team going right now. You know, I know it's a crazy time right now in college athletics with the NIL and the transfer portal, but I think they're chomping at the bit to get to that Big 12 schedule and see how it goes.
Have you talked to Dana since you came back?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah, we talk all the time.
And what's your best Dana story from when he was a coordinator?
What's my best Dana story? I have one. So this was like our first or second game he was a coordinator. I had to go through the Rolodex there and get to go through a lot of them and see what was worthy radio worthy. So this was our second game. We're playing Air Force up in. Actually, we're doing it in Dallas because the hurricane had come and we had to move the game. And we weren't doing very well. Air Force, they have a tendency to frustrate you, you know, when they're running the ball for 3 or 4 yards every time and you hardly touch the ball. You go 3 and out and they go back out there. And Dana was so mad. I still don't know how he has hair. He was pulling out hair in 2009 or whenever that was, that he was like, Case, I don't know. I mean, it's not the plays. You call the plays. So the next couple of drives, I just called plays, and I would just randomly think of a play. I, you know, it was my first year in the offense. I barely remembered any plays, and I made up stuff. I called screens, called different draws, and all sorts of stuff. And we actually went down and scored. And I come off the field, and he's like, "See, I told you." I was like, "Well, I just called plays that weren't on the game plan, so I don't know what else to do here."
Screens and draws,
and you scored. Hey, see, you should have gone, "Hey, Dana, you see, that's how you do it."
Sometimes football's simple.
Hey, you're from Wiley, Texas. Are you watching Love and Death?
You know, somebody told me about this show. So I'm from Abilene. There's Abilene Wiley is the school in Abilene, and then there's a Wiley, Texas. Wiley High School. So I don't know if this show is it about Wiley, Texas or Abilene.
It's about Wiley, Texas.
Yeah. Oh, Wiley, okay. Texas. Okay. It's about a murder that happened there in the 70s it's wild. It's we were wondering if you had, like, obviously that's one of those folklore things where if you're from Wiley, you would have definitely know about the story.
Yeah, I don't know much about it. I do know there was another show, Vengeance. A girl named Abilene. I don't know. It's a writer from New York, goes out to West Texas, and is, you know, was confused to be this girl's boyfriend or something. I don't know. But that's another one. I think I'm getting them confused.
No, yeah. West Texas is confusing.
Yeah,
West. It all kind of runs into each other. I drove 10 hours one time and finally got to Marfa. I'm like, what the hell?
Yep.
How is this so far away?
Oh no!
And I'm not even out
now,
of state.
Now Marfa's like a cool spot to go to.
Oh yeah, like, no, Marfa's the it's kind of weird because I was there 2 summers ago, and it's kind of weird because Marfa's got some hip places, and then it also feels like a small Texas town in some ways. Like it's a combination of the two.
And they're like designer stores there.
Oh yeah. Oh no. There's designer stores. There's NFT galleries. And then there's just like some guy moved from Boston to open up a pizza parlor in Marfa, and his pizza is great. And I sat in the car with him talking, or maybe he moved from New York to Marfa, Texas. Yeah, it's a crazy thing. But then you drive around the town, and it's still got a small Texas town feel.
That's cool.
It's not
that is
big.
Cool.
Did you go see the Marfa lights?
Yeah, Marfa lights are great.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Marfa lights, and we went to the observatory. Drove near the. Mm-hmm. We went with me and the kids went a few years back, and then me and the wife went with some friends 2 summers ago.
We used to live out there in because my dad coached at Sol Ross, and so we lived in Alpine for a couple of years. So going to the Marfa lights That was like a big thing to do.
Yeah, there's not a lot. There's not a lot going on out there. You can drive on a stretch of road where you realize your cell phone doesn't work. Okay, there's no cell connection for about a solid hour, and you realize, mm-hmm. and you're in a desert basically, and you realize, oh boy, I better not break down here.
Case Keenum this morning on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Well, we appreciate it. HRP set this whole thing up for us with Case, and we can't love them more than we do already. So that is great stuff, Case. You're going to be hearing Case talking about HRP, as a matter of fact. But his camp is coming up. What's the website again, Case?
Yeah, it's CaseKeenumQBCamp.com. It's coming up June 3rd, so you guys better get over there if you guys want to come to camp, because I think we'll have a good time, and it could be the start of something special. So, and coming back to Houston, man, chat with you guys. It's good to catch back up, and hope to get to do it again real soon.
Yeah, no, we want that. We want that to happen. That is great stuff. Great to have you back, man. He's a legend. You're a legend here, and we really, really, really appreciate you joining us. CaseKeenumQBCamp.com. CaseKeenumQBCamp.com. You got a young quarterback. This is a place to go to get him ready. CaseKeenumQBCamp.com. Hey, man, we really appreciate it. And yeah, let's do it again soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
All right. Case Keenum right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.